Alrighty. Good morning, Brock Hunter.
Alrighty.
Just about out of here. We just got a little bit more time, and we'll do what we learned on the show today. But it is the final break before we get to that. So once again, we are going to do your final fact and opinion for today. Kind of a final thought, if you will.
You got a good fact for us today?
I do.
Is it trash?
You're going to like this one, Hunter. A glass ball will bounce higher than a rubber ball of the same size if, of course, the glass ball doesn't break. The reason being, wow, Hunter, is because the rubber ball loses energy when it compresses before returning to its original shape. Glass is rigid, so it retains the energy of the impact.
That's craziness.
That's probably a fun day at the lab right there. You know, all right, today we're going to be throwing a bunch of glass balls and rubber balls at the floor. You're going to see what happens. The main reason I want to bring up this fact is because I wanted to once again share my love for Super Bowls. I mean,
I love Super Bowls.
As a child, when you got that big Super Bowl, the one that was like the size of a baseball,
the big one. Dude, so like they had the real big one, which was fun to play with, but the best one was like the size of like a half dollar.
Yeah.
You know which one I'm talking
about? Oh, yeah, of course.
They call it the Super Bowl or something.
Yeah.
You used to be able to buy them at five and below, but they don't have them anymore.
Yeah.
Dude, I love those things. We'd go to the fountain in St. Joe, you know, that big whirlpool fountain.
Yeah.
So when it's not on, it's just a big round circle flat area, right? Dude, we get a Super Bowl and we get like a group of four people and throw that thing around. Oh my God. Somebody gets hit in the side of the head with it, dude.
This thing, there's something so majestic as a youngster, even as an adult, even as a grown man. When you take that, you do that jump in the air, and you almost like Super Saiyan, like down to the ground, like, boom!
Dude, my buddy did that. He Super Saiyaned it off the ground right in front of him to see how high he could bounce it.
Yeah.
Dude, bottom of the chin.
Oh my God.
Uppercutted him. Wham! Off his feet.
He's dead now, isn't he? That's
dead.
Kid.
Took his head clean off.
Blew his head clean off. You got to be careful, though. You're absolutely right, man. And I don't think they put enough warning labels on those. Like, look, you take one of the, you do a full bounce, and it hits you anywhere in the body, it's going right through. You're dead. You're dead.
You know what's crazy about them, too, is if you throw them to somebody, it spins, and every time it hits the ground, it spins the opposite way. So, like, it's not a consistent bounce. It, like, comes flying at you, and then it stops and goes straight up in the air, and bing, comes at you again.
It's crazy. It's crazy. I'm not going to lie. I remember one time many, many moons ago, I was at a park, Darlington, Wisconsin. We were there, me and some cousins. We had a big old Super Bowl. We just got them for Easter. And I lost it after the first bounce. But Hunter, I'm not kidding you. It's still up there. It's still going up, all right? It actually brought down a plane and went right through the cockpit of a plane, brought it right down. Unbelievable.
It's like that Super Bowl in Men in Black.
Exactly.
It's gone. Right,
just gone. So for everyone out there, just know that if you aggressively bounce a Super Bowl, there's a good chance you're going to kill someone, okay? Yeah. Just know. Just know.
So what are you in here for? Killed a few people with a Super Bowl.
Yeah, nine people dead because of a Super Bowl. Unbelievable. So there you go. All right, that is your final fact and opinion for a Wednesday. We're going to be back with what we learned on the show. Stick around. It's WIRX.
Everything that rocks.
Like Green Day.